listening to New England Public Radio News. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is the shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review. And joining us today, Rick Hurst, publisher of the African American Point of View, and Ron Chmielis, columnist with the Springfield Republican newspaper. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
This week, legislative leaders on Beacon Hill said their offices had indeed received complaints of sexual harassment at the Statehouse. This came after a Boston Globe column in which a dozen women shared stories of being harassed by current and former elected officials. House Speaker Robert DeLeo is calling for a review of his branch's sexual harassment policy, and there's a task force of female legislators who have called for action. Former State Representative Ellen Story of Amherst says she can see why some were shocked by the allegations.
Women reps are treated differently than the women staff or the women lobbyists. So I can say genuinely, yes, I would have people walk down the hall with me and talk about my legs.
Still, she says she never felt threatened. Rick, does this sort of behavior by some, including lawmakers, surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me. I think somebody else in that article suggested that if it did surprise me, I'd be on the wrong side of the whole thing. No surprise at all, not just at the State House, but, you know, sex and power have gone together for a long time. And there's nothing quiet about what's going on up there. You hear the bragging and what have you all the time. I don't know if there's a way to stop it, to be frank with you, except for women coming out and bringing the problem to the fore.
Ron, have Speaker DeLeo and Senate President Stan Rosenberg acted appropriately? Have they done enough, or is it too soon to know?
Well, it's too late to know, because I don't think it should have taken all this time and all these years, because I agree with Rick. Anybody who's really shocked by this, I'm not sure where they have been. And it is not easy to get your arms around and solve it or control it. Are they right to try to do that now? Yes, they are. But it should not have reached this point, because it's something that I think any aware person is aware is an ongoing problem.
That's absolutely true.
Meanwhile, this week, Springfield Police and the City Council are moving ahead with plans to require businesses open late at night to provide authorities with live video feeds from outside surveillance cameras. The City Council in Northampton also recently came out against a proposal from police to install cameras in busy areas. Ron, at least in Northampton, some fear this could be a way to target the poor and could even affect those in the country without permission. Are those concerns valid?
Well, they're valid concerns, but I have to admit I don't agree with them. I'm in favor of this sort of thing because I think crime is a problem. I don't want to think the intent is to target the poor. And I don't think that's a good enough reason not to do it. I think you have to trust that the people in charge will have an awareness of that. But there are problems with crime, and this is one way to deal with it. I'm in favor of it.
And in Northampton, of course, they would not be monitored in real time under the police plan. Rick, police certainly can't be everywhere at once, no matter what city they're in. Are cameras a good alternative to other methods or even hiring more officers?
Well, I got the impression that the people in Northampton were living in somewhat of an ivory tower, to be frank with you, because cameras are a great idea. They don't harm anybody. I understand the argument that they impose on privacy. But in this case, that argument is overridden by the need to avoid crime and catch criminals.
What about those privacy concerns? Obviously, people in Northampton, Ron, talked about targeting certain types of people from certain walks of life. But what about just in general? I mean, there's even places that have cameras at intersections.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I hate to use the old cliche. If you're not doing anything wrong, you don't mind being on camera. If they turn the camera on and off, depending on who walked into the store, you'd have an argument. But if you're not doing anything wrong, you don't mind being on the camera.
And I just have to agree with Ron on this one. And I'm a real stickler for this kind of thing. But in this case, everybody's being surveilled. Nothing wrong with that.
Also this week, Connecticut finally came up with a budget. Governor Daniel Malloy signed into law a spending plan this week backed by both Democrats and Republicans, and it was only 4 months after the fiscal year started that it was approved. Here's Malloy.
While there are certainly many provisions in this budget I find problematic, there is also a clear recognition of the fiscal priorities and concerns I have consistently articulated since January.
And in Massachusetts, lawmakers this week finally got around to passing a bill that would close out the last fiscal year. Of course, that ends at the end of June. And that happened after much bickering and back and forth. Rick, is this system that allows states to drag their feet on budget matters broken? Or is this just necessary debate and deliberation that's taking place?
I'm just a pedestrian. I can't tell you if it's broken or not, but it always seems to work the same way. And tardiness is typical of it.
Ron?
I think that's what bothers me more. There will be times that a deadline comes, and the practicality means you might miss a deadline. But there seems to be a very casual approach. And as I watch the years go by, it becomes more and more casual and less important to reach the fiscal deadline. So the exception is now the rule. That's a bigger problem to me than the fact that they're past the deadline.
And there's no penalty for passing the deadline.
No penalty for the lawmakers, but if we miss our budget goals, there certainly is
Absolutely.
A penalty. Finally this week, a court hearing was held in Pittsfield over a bid to stop an art auction by the Berkshire Museum. Among the 40 pieces up for sale, two by Norman Rockwell. The museum says it needs money to survive, while some question its right to sell the art. And the state attorney general's office, Maura Healey's office, has also chimed in, essentially coming out against it too. Ron, the attorney general does have some authority when it comes to laws involving charities, but is her office overstepping its bounds on this?
I'm really torn on this, and I'm actually kind of interested in it because the Rockwell family did not donate these items to be sold. And I think that has to figure in somewhere. The Basketball Hall of Fame went in through this a few years ago. They kicked around the idea of selling some of the donated items. It just bothers me because it's taking a gift and misusing it. And I think that's wrong. Whether it's illegal, I'd have to defer to the Attorney General, maybe to Mr. Hearst, who knows more about the legality than I do.
I don't know if it's illegal or not, simply because we don't know what the real issues are. We read a lot about it in the news, but we don't really know what the real issues are. I have my own feeling about it. If I give a gift, it's up to the person I give it to how they handle that gift. I'm not so torn. I'm concerned. If these items are owned by the museum, it seems to me that simple tort law would say, hey, they can do with them as they please. But again, there's a different level of law involved that we don't know about at this point. The arguments have been made before the judge. And the judge is considering the outcome, but I don't know what it'll be.
All right, Rick Hearst of the African American Point of View and Ron Chmelis of the Springfield Republican newspaper, thank you so much for stopping by today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you, our loyal listeners of The Shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review. And remember, you can catch us at any time wherever you get your podcasts or at nepr.net/podcast. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is New England Public Radio.